New York Attorney General accused of abuse.
The hypocrisy is beyond belief.
The Iran nuclear deal.
Will he kill it or keep it alive?
Coal country convict faces the voters.
I will beat Joe Manchin and ditch Cocaine Mitch for the sake of the kids.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's been one of the key national figures who've tightened the legal bolts in the Me Too movement.
If a woman does not have the right to control her own body, she is not truly equal.
But now Schneiderman, a Democrat and frequent critic of President Trump, is resigning. CBS's Jerika Duncan says four women have accused him of physical abuse.
Among them, Michelle Manning Barish, who told The New Yorker she began a romantic relationship with Schneiderman in 2013 that quickly turned violent. Tanya Selvaretnam, who was born in Sri Lanka, said Schneiderman started calling her his brown slave and would sometimes tell her to call him master. She alleged he would frequently slap her across the face, choke her, and spit on her. It wasn't consensual, she said. This wasn't sexual play acting. Schneiderman denies the abuse allegations, saying in a statement, "In the privacy of intimate relationships, I have engaged in role-playing and other consensual sexual activity."
The accusations have sparked new investigations into Schneiderman. With an endless string of condemnations, President Trump has made his feelings about the Iran nuclear deal well known. In a few hours, he'll say if the U.S. will remain a part of it. Live now to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Even as top U.S. officials say Iran has not violated the nuclear agreement, the president announced last October that he would not continue certifying Iran's compliance.
Iran is not living up to the spirit of the deal.
Today, he's expected to say he'll refuse to waive U.S. sanctions, which would essentially kill the 2015 agreement. Backers of the deal worry Iran could quickly go back to uranium enrichment, arguing it's the U.S. that's breached the agreement. Some of its proponents in European capitals and in Tehran have been speaking with former Secretary of State John Kerry.
I've simply urged people to do what is pretty obvious, which is I think the deal is working, and I think people should stay in the deal.
This morning, the president tweets, "Stay away from negotiations, John. You are hurting your country." He makes his formal announcement at 2 o'clock Eastern time today.
I'm Vicky Barker, live at the Foreign Desk in London, where America's overseas allies have been trying to persuade Mr. Trump not to ditch the Iran deal. First, French President Emmanuel Macron, then British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, stating that case in Washington.
We think that what you can do is be tougher on Iran, address the concerns of the president, and not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Their argument, unless or until there's a plan B, it would be dangerous to ditch the deal that European leaders say has prevented Iran from building the bomb. Steve?
Well, 8 years after 29 workers died in a coal mine blast, Don Blankenship, the man who ran the company and was convicted of conspiring to violate safety standards, is running for a Senate seat from West Virginia. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Republican primary voters get their say on him today.
Blankenship spent a year in federal prison after the 2010 explosion at his Upper Big Branch mine. He blames his conviction on an Obama-era conspiracy. But Republicans, like President Trump, fear his role in the tragedy will make Blankenship unelectable in the fall.
The president is as misinformed as the public is. He's fell victim to fake news.
You don't bear any responsibility for the death of those 29 people?
I bear the same responsibility that you would bear if the government came in and blew your house up while you were gone.
Blankenship has also tried to deflect criticism onto top Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, running racially charged ads that appear to reference the family of McConnell's wife, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people.
Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, Charleston, West Virginia.
Well, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has a list of demands for special counsel Robert Mueller before the president will agree to an interview. He spoke with CBS's Paula Reed.
Giuliani tells me that the special counsel's office has already rejected a proposal to allow the president to answer questions in writing. So the two sides will be negotiating the terms of a possible in-person interview. And Giuliani tells me he wants the questions in advance, and there are certain questions, certain issues that are off limits. And despite my pressing, he would not specify exactly what those issues are.
53% in a just-released CBS News poll say the Russia investigation is politically motivated. Many homes are among the 35 structures that have been lost to the flaming molten lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. CBS's Carter Evans says people who live in the potential path of destruction face anguishing decisions.
Kalina Ke Aloha moved here last September with his wife and two young daughters after fleeing California's wildfires. We were with him as he packed up the house he says he may never see again.
I'm going to raise my daughters here. But doesn't look like it's going to turn out to be the scenario we hoped.
I'll stay here until I can't stay anymore.
Michael Clemens decided not to evacuate. He says almost all of his life savings is in his home, just a few hundred yards away from the lava and noxious smoke.
You know, I'll do the best I can and go on.
Army wife Angela Ricketts was home in Colorado 3 years ago when she got an ominous message on her phone.
Cyber caliphate got into your PC and smartphone. We know everything about you, your husband, and your children, and we're much closer than you can even imagine.
At least five military women got the threats from what appeared to be ISIS supporters, but the Associated Press finds evidence indicates it was the work of the same Russian hackers who tinkered with the 2016 election. Well, drivers may rule the road, and those on foot seem to be paying a heavy price.
Nearly 6,000 pedestrian deaths a year is way too many, says David Harkey, the president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. That's a 46% increase since 2009.
We've got to do a better job in terms of roadway design and operations, lighting the roadway, how we're designing vehicles, how we're enforcing speed limits.
And pedestrians, Harkey says, have to pay attention and make sure they're visible to drivers. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
A law is taking effect in Utah today that protects parents from prosecution for giving their kids more leeway. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
Free-range parenting basically means you can't be arrested for allowing your kids to do things like take a bus alone. And lawmakers say it was important to pass this because some parents have faced criminal charges for letting their kids walk home from a park. Mom Lenore Scanese tells CBS.
The Utah law says parents shouldn't have to worry if they're going to send their kids out to play outside or walk to school.
Scanese was vilified after writing a column about letting her 9-year-old take the New York subway alone.
A New York City's ritzy Met Gala. Celebrities showed their stuff last night. The singer Rihanna wore a silver outfit complete with a papal-style hat. Tom Brady's embroidered tux was lampooned on social media. And Scarlett Johansson wore a gown designed by Harvey Weinstein's estranged wife. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.